I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrical Wisdom, where we dive into song lyrics and offer heart-based wisdom through our interpretations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, don't forget, you can catch every episode of Lyrical Wisdom on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more.
You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Lyrical Wisdom Show. Do you have a song you'd like to hear us shed some light on? You can email us requests, questions, comments to lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on a YouTube video. We'd really love to hear from you. And all requests get an episode and a shout out.
So join us every Tuesday and Friday as we dig deep and deliver our wisdom. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing to
Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
And good morning, all of you. Welcome to
Another Day in Paradise.
Yes. I love that. And it is paradise when you express it. Words are wands.
Oh, thank you.
And therefore,
yeah,
we're in paradise. Welcome all of you to paradise.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. I love it.
That's a beautiful thing. I'm going to quote Donna and say, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change.
Yes. And I got that from Wayne Dyer.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Wayne Dyer. He wrote a book about it. So you can always, you know, check out his book and find out how you really, really can create your own reality.
And experience your own paradise.
Exactly. Yeah. You can change your circumstances, change your life, and just by changing the way that you see it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well,
we have a really cool song. I love this artist.
Me too. Me too.
I'm trying to remember if we've featured him at all. I can't remember.
And I don't feel any remorse to that because we have done so many amazing songs. A lot of them have been requests, and so I don't think that we've done it either, but you know, I'm loving the fact that this is a first, but every song is a first. And every time we come here to talk to you all, every time we do this.
Because it's the now. I mean, it's just this moment.
Yep.
So, hello, welcome everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. And today we have a beautiful song for you. Vienna by Billy Joel. Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You'd better cool it off before you burn it out. You've got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You've got your passion. You've got your pride. But don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right. You can afford to lose a day or two. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you could just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Wow. I can't help but ask, how do we define Vienna?
True. You know, I believe that Vienna is one of those, I want to call it a town that is sought after because of its romanticism.
That's, yeah.
It's love, it's freedom, it's, you know.
It's allure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something very alluring about this Vienna.
True.
You know.
Very, very true. And it's a vacation spot. Right?
Yeah.
It's on the water. It's, you know, it's beauty. It's yeah. It's paradise, Bruce.
Well, and if we're talking about the actual city, Vienna in Austria, mm-hmm. it's also incredibly old and historic. So there are some things that are probably incredibly intricately beautiful about Vienna.
Right.
With all of that character to it.
Right, right. You know? I'm not sure if Billy Joel was actually in Vienna when he wrote this song and was speaking about, you know, that
city.
Particular
yeah.
city. Or like if it is just a persona.
Yeah, like a place of... like a dream place, like
right.
a place in our imagination that we see as like a nirvana, not to try
right.
to mistake in that with the band, but you know, to think of like that place, that's that fantastic place, that almost mystical place, like where King Arthur spent his time, you know, which I can't
remember. A magical place.
Yeah, a magical place that in a way it doesn't necessarily have to exist in our physical world.
Right.
It's
right.
there
I
in
agree.
Our it's
I
there
agree.
In our heart.
Yes, because that's what it's all about here on Lyrical Wisdom.
It is.
It's
it
about
is.
Us. You know, using our own intuition and light to look deeper into words, into lyrics, and find the light that is shining through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. I love that because to me, that's now.
That is now.
That is what is happening to our children. They are so quick and so advanced and so expected to do so much.
At such a young age.
At such a young age.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's, you know, it's not inaccurate to say, you know, that they are so ambitious for a juvenile.
Right.
And in a way, you know, thinking of the word juvenile as not as like a delinquent, but more of just, you know, this young person.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, but
right.
It's true. It's this world really puts a lot of pressure on youth to move so quickly and to be so ambitious, you know, at such a young age.
Right.
And then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid? And that, to me, is that sign of, wow, this is pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up with talks about peer pressure, and I feel like that's what the world kind of puts on children in that way. And that is, you know, that kind of outside pressure. And then it's, you know, it's hard for them not to feel that.
Right.
To notice that.
Yeah. And I also, to me, juvenile is just not quite an adult.
Yes, yes.
And I also can relate this to the 20-somethings.
Yeah, yeah.
That are new at experiencing the world.
Yes, yeah.
That's how I also see this.
Yeah, I agree.
As a young adult.
Yeah.
Is a juvenile adult.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. No, that makes perfect sense.
And it does, because when you really look at it in those eyes, they are just constantly go, 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 go.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You'd better cool it off before you burn it out. It is so prevalent in our society now, this quote burnout, that I believe so many people are experiencing because they just go, 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 go.
I agree.
And
yeah.
They, even after work, you know, they're constantly on the computer, on social media, doing this, doing that. They don't take time to just stop and be.
And take a breath.
Right.
You know, or sleep.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because they think we've got so much to do and only so many hours in a day, which are the next lyrics.
Right.
And it's true, you know, like that's the part where we think about, like, you know, burning out. You know, when you think about that, you better cool it off before you burn out. That's because, in a way, if we don't slow down and take time to, quote unquote, smell the roses, mm-hmm. then we can actually push ourselves to the point where we are going to burn out.
Physically.
And or
our physical yeah. bodies will begin to break down.
Yes.
And that's when dis-ease sets
in. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And only so many hours in a day. I love that because it's, you know, time is a construct that we created.
Yeah.
So that we can be here and be there at a certain time.
And we can figure things out. Yeah.
And when you began to look at the day just as a present moment, those hours that you think you only have in a day disappear. The day just becomes infinite.
It can also suddenly fly by because you're enjoying it so much.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I know it says, but you know that when the truth is told that you can get what you want or you can just get old. That to me is a very interesting comment.
Well, for me, it's the truth. Truth be told.
Yes.
When you look deep at what, for me, truth is, you can get what you want, in that when you're in that place of being in the moment, you create from that moment.
Yes.
And yeah. therefore, things flow with grace and ease,
yeah.
and you're in that energetic place of being able to receive.
Yeah.
So things
yeah.
come to you
That's,
much easier.
Yeah.
Or you can just get old,
or,
meaning
yeah.
you push, 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 push. You know, you don't slow down.
Yeah.
You just keep going and going and going and pushing and pushing and pushing. And before you know it, you're old.
Yes.
And then and you're like, oh my God, what did I do with my life?
Yeah.
You know, how many times have we heard that from our older generation?
Yeah.
Saying, you know, I don't know where the time went.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did with my life, you know,
yeah.
because they didn't take the time to stop and smell the roses.
That's true. And it says, you know, Billy Joel says, you're going to kick off before you even get halfway through.
Right.
And that is, you know, that is such an incredible statement there.
And so he asks you, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
And I feel like that's that thing that we were talking about before. It doesn't have to be the actual city. It doesn't have to be, it's really what we make it. It's whatever we have determined to be our own inner or our own inner heaven.
Right.
You know?
That's what I'm realizing in this moment, because I just spoke about how when you can be in that frequency, mm-hmm. in that place,
yeah.
then that you desire is in that higher frequency, and it you are then therefore a match. And what Billy Joel is saying is that Vienna is that higher energetic frequency that is waiting for you. You know, what's her name? Oh, Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
Says the vortex. It's always there. And when you can get in the frequency of your vortex of, you know, your higher self and everything that is for you, it comes to you. You know, Vienna's
you don't have to,
waiting for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you don't have, there's no
you're,
struggle.
Right. Slow down. You're doing fine. You can't be everything you want to be before your time. There's that quit pushing, quit trying to look outside of yourself to make yourself better, greater, stronger, faster, whatever it is that you're pushing. When we slow down and be, then it comes to us.
It's so true. Then we can receive.
Right.
Then
right.
we can receive. And that is important, because we have to be open to receive. Otherwise, we'll be shut off. It won't come to us. And although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, too bad, but it's the life you lead. That is very interesting. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, too bad, but it's the life you lead.
In other words, the borderline for me is that place of being. You're either going to connect with Vienna, or you're not going to connect with Vienna.
Yeah.
And there is romance all around. In this particular, for Billy Joel, he's saying it's romantic on the borderline tonight. In other words, every moment is tonight.
Yes.
But in this song, you know, tonight is, he's speaking of this night. It's romantic right there on the borderline. Too bad. In other words, the choice, you're still going. You're not seeing it. You're not, you know, you're right there. You're right there.
But
it's the life you
the
lead.
Life you lead.
In
yeah.
other words, you can't quite get there because you're still stuck in that want,
yep.
desire,
yeah.
need, you know, and pushing.
Yes.
Instead of just letting go and realizing, you know, that borderline is there, and all you have to do is let go, and surrender to it. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need.
Yeah.
Which is silence, going within, meditation, you know, to just feel the romance, to feel everything that's already there for you, the gratitude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you are right. You are right.
In other words, you can't always... You see when you're wrong. I mean, everybody, that's unfortunately what I think is part of society.
It's part of the programming.
Part of the programming where we, you know, we see all the mistakes we make and we dwell on them.
Yes.
And when we're right, we don't take time to acknowledge that and say, hey, I actually did that right.
I did something cool. Right. I can appreciate myself.
Right, because we were told or we were programmed that that's ego. That's, you know, you can't be, what's the word? I can't think of it when you talk about yourself all the time.
Narcissistic?
Or
selfish?
What's the word? When someone looks in a mirror, you know, and says,
oh, vain. Vanity,
vain, vanity, right. But there's a C word, too, and I can't remember that word.
Conceited.
Conceited. Thank you, Bruce. it's conceited to acknowledge yourself that you did something good and you did something right.
And that's what we say when we say you've got to pat yourself on the back, you know. Right. But that's so true, mm-hmm. because you can't always see when you're right, because you are right. And that's our friend April, I would say that we are not a mistake. We are not a thing that's a bad creation. We are perfect beings. We are perfectly who we are, and in a beautiful way that we just have the hardest time recognizing that we are deserving of our own gratitude.
Yes, yes. Thank you, April Navoa.
She
speaks a lot too. She's very present. Online and all too.
Yeah.
She, very, very wise woman. You've got your passion, you've got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied?
Wow.
I really like that, because yes, we have this strive to produce and all, and we've got the pride that's usually, for me, connected to something else, though.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, you know, outside of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's something that we kind of acquire over time. That thing that makes us feel a little bit of that, I want to call it a self-righteous pride.
Right, you know? Right. Only fools are satisfied. For me, this constant or to think you've got it all,
mm-hmm.
I think is where he's at now.
Yeah.
I'm on top of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the big house. I've got the big car. I've got the big paycheck. And how many times do those people feel satisfied?
And, or is it also part of our programming that we shouldn't feel satisfied, because when we feel satisfied, we feel like we're complacent.
Right, because it stops us from growth, from that infinite potential that we truly, truly are. You know, there are so, I keep hearing too, because, you know, the joy is in the journey.
Yes.
So when you think you've gotten there, when you think you're spiritual enough or whatever, you know, it kind of stops your growth, and you lose that joy of realizing that there's so much more.
There is so much
the
more.
The infinite possibility within each and every one of us is so vast. We don't even know.
That's
how
true,
big
yeah.
it is.
That's true.
The divinity that lives within each and every one of us is so huge.
And that's why, you know, I don't know if it's foolish to be satisfied. I would just say that you can be satisfied, but know that there is always going to be more. You know, it isn't necessarily complacent to be satisfied with who you are, because sometimes you deserve a pat on the back because you are a beautiful creation. And, you know, they say, dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. I'm not sure that I 100% agree with that, only because I'm in a place in my life where I know that when I have a dream and I can see myself in that dream.
Yes.
Imagining myself being in that dream, having that dream come true, I know it will come true.
Absolutely. That's my Absolutely. Truth. Absolutely. Because that is when we have dreams and the dreams that come true, the dream itself is exactly how we perceive our reality in front of us.
Right.
It isn't any different. And right. So
I think that our imagination is something that was taken from us and robbed from us as a child when we were asked to grow up.
Right, yeah.
Because it's like, that's a childish thing. You can't imagine. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is what I believe, because imagination is part of what gives us that beautiful gift of creation.
Absolutely.
How else would we ever be able to invent such miraculous things?
They
all come from imagination, which when we tap into that is the unconscious that all there is. So
it's such a beautiful connection. And when, you know, when will you realize Vienna, that imagination, that beautiful place waits for you?
Yeah.
Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right. You can afford to lose a day or two. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? I love that.
Oh, so, so much. I love that.
Disconnect, as we like to say in our existence.
Yes, because this is it. This is it. This is how you can get your imagination back, how you can get that part of you back. This is how you can find Vienna, whatever Vienna is for you, is to take that phone off the hook. Stop scrolling for a while. Stop being so connected to it and have to have the likes or whatever it is that
absolutely,
you know, is makes you feel complete.
Because
take
you can
the phone off the hook.
Yeah, you can afford to lose
and
a day or two.
Disappear for a while.
Yeah.
In other words, who says you have to be in a crowd, going out, being with someone all the time? Sit and go within.
Yeah.
Disappear for just a moment.
Yeah.
And wow, then you can realize just how big you really are.
It's true. And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you could just get old. You're going to kick off before you even get halfway through. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? I love it how that is a question, you know, and I know that they all are, but why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? It's so much more powerful because of that why.
Right.
You know?
Right. And then he says, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? So in other words, not only is he, you know, telling the truth, be told, you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You can keep pushing and trying and doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can just be.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to kick off before you get halfway through. It's like knowing that this physicality of life is limited on this place, in this space we call Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And knowing that that's only half of what we are. That's only half of, you know, who we are.
And it's a little bit of a funny, I don't know, a funny truth, I think, because when I think about flowers and trees and plants, and you look at each individual flower and tree or plant, they can grow exactly like each other. They can be complete twins, all of them exactly alike. But that's a rare thing. because most times all living things have something within them or something that's obvious that is different than something else.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is so unique.
Yes.
And so beautifully, organically unique. And so that's where I feel like, you know, you're going to kick off before you even get halfway through, because we are not guaranteed to live to 100 years old. Right. We're not, you know, we don't know when that time will come when we will kick off before we even get halfway through. And so how beautiful and also important is it for us to just take a breath and just be mm-hmm. in the moment?
And find that place within that is infinite.
That is.
That does continue and go on forever. I mean,
ever
it just is.
Yeah.
It's that infinite love, that creative, you know, energy that we all come from, that is within us.
Absolutely.
And so he asks, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? Why don't you realize that part of you that is infinite, that is divine, that is love,
yeah,
that it's waiting for you.
It is.
And then he poses the proposal, the question of when will you? And when is the most awesome way to end this song, because when is the, you know, when will you realize? In other words,
the future possibility.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, why? And then when?
Yeah.
So he's giving you the opportunity of taking back your sovereignty.
Yes.
Taking
yes,
back
yes.
your divinity.
Yes.
Finding your Vienna.
Yeah.
Because it's waiting for you.
It is waiting.
And this this particular song, Vienna, believe it or not, it's one of the most streamed songs now, thanks to the young millennials and the Gen Z.
That's amazing.
Because they are just what we were talking about. They are that juvenile young adult. They are the generation that is the younger generation us that is realizing that, you know, they are pushing too much.
Yeah.
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 They're learning to slow down.
Slow down.
And they're teaching us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I guess when Billy Joel released his fifth studio album, The Stranger, in 1977, the song Vienna flew mostly under the radar. Across social media, young women wax poetic about the decades-old track and their emotional attachment to it. Quote, "No one understands a woman in her 20s the way Billy Joel did in 1977 when he wrote Vienna," one woman declared, on TikTok.
Wow.
Another shared that the song inspired her to embark on a solo adventure to the Austrian capital.
Wow. Yeah, we are so obsessed our society is so obsessed with fast-paced living and the grind culture.
Wow, yeah.
How much can you do and how fast can you do it?
Yeah.
So this is beautiful, beautiful. And we would like to take an opportunity to thank Allison for she's our
awesome helper, our sound engineer who brings us these wonderful things that we can share with you guys.
Tidbits of information for you all.
Yeah.
So, this song, Vienna, is reminding you and reminding everyone to slow down and take time to smell the roses.
Yeah, we're going to be okay in the end.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Find your Vienna.
Yeah.
Find your Vienna. It's out there and it's waiting for you.
Absolutely.
Thank you all so, so much for being with us here today on Lyrical Wisdom.